This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Space, the final frontier.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Engage. Enterprise.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Captain Janeway.
Captain Sisko.
This is Captain Jonathan Archer.
Red alert.
Photon torpedoes, fire.
The official Star Trek podcast.
Engage.
Make it so.
With your host, Jordan Hoffman.
That, sir, is illogical.
And make sure history never forgets.
This is Engage.
Sailing frequencies open, sir.
Hello, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening. My name is Jordan Hoffman. I'm the host of Engage, the official Star Trek podcast. Thank you so much for letting us back into your homes, your cars, your iPods, your Bluetooth headphones. I just got some Bluetooth headphones, Brian.
Really?
I'd never had them before. I got them yesterday.
How's the quality on those?
They were good. You know where I got them?
Where?
I got them at Radio Shack because they're going out of business.
Ah.
So my wife and I were walking in our neighborhood, and I saw Radio Shack with a giant sign going out of business, everything in store 30% off. So I said, let's spend $80 on batteries. I'm serious. I'll show you a picture because I'm like, we always need batteries.
Yes, that's true.
And we have some, but we have the wrong kind. I got like a million D batteries.
Oh, you never have what you need.
No. So I'm like, let's go in and buy the biggest container of AA and AAA. And they were 30% off. And they were fine. I got a giant. It was like 36 AAs and 36 AAAs. Boom. I'm good for 5 years. 10 years. So I was thrilled with that. And then I was in the Radio Shack and feeling a little bad because, I mean, you know, Radio Shack's been around a long time.
I feel like they've been going out of business for like 10 years, though.
Well, they had a lot of radios in there that I got to get rid of. They did. They were about to go out of business, and then they got saved like a few years ago. But now they're really done.
Okay.
So anyway, while I was in the Radio Shack, they had these extremely reduced good, I forget the name of the brand, but it was a brand that you'd heard. It wasn't Beats, but they were decent headphones. And they were Bluetooth, so I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. And I bought them, and they're originally $80. I got them for $25, and
not bad at all.
They were fine. So now I got Bluetooth headphones. So if you're listening to Engage, the official Star Trek podcast, on your Bluetooth headphones, this show, as you may have known, if you're a regular listener, we currently in the spring right now we're going bi-weekly for a little while, just because we've got a lot on our plates. I'm doing some traveling soon, and Brian's doing some traveling soon, so don't fear. This podcast is not going away. When we head into summer, we're going to kick it back into weekly, and especially in the fall when Star Trek Discovery finally is discoverable.
Finally is right.
We're going to be in your ears a lot. So we're just sort of kind of going into a different gear for a little while. But believe me, once this new show happens, and once allegedly I get my ass up to Toronto to take a look at the set, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, which might happen. I don't know for sure. That's going to be a different deal. But for now, we're going bi-weekly. So our first bi-weekly, since we're going bi, our first bi-weekly episode is Gaze in Space. How about that? Just a coincidence. You know, Star Trek fandom is awesome, as is all subculture fandom. You know, I love people who love, you know, I just heard there was like a burlesque show in the Lower East Side of Manhattan of Twin Peaks fans the other days. I love when fans love something so much they put on an event. And Star Trek's being the king of that. I mean, we Star Trek fans kind of created con culture, you know? It has smaller, nichier things as a result, and we want to embrace all of that. So a guy that I met via the internet, a fellow by the name of Dan Devey, has started putting on these parties called Gaze in Space, G-A-A-A-Y-S in S-P-A-A-A-C, a play of, on pigs in space. Gaze in Space, and it's just a party that he throws. You know, there's been some on the West Coast and some on the East Coast, and they're moving around. You can go to gazeinspace.com and find out when the next party is for you. This dude is not making money off of this. I mean, he has a joke at the when I saw at this last party. I said, "How'd you do?" And he's like, "Hey, I think we're not going to lose that much this week." I'm like, "Great, that's awesome." So this is something he does for love because, you know, the LGBT community has had an affection for Star Trek for quite some time. And, you know, it's always been a show about inclusion, although on the face of it, there has not been a gay character in Star Trek up until this most recent film. And you can go back in the Engage archives and listen to our interviews with Doug Young and Simon Pegg, who wrote the most recent Star Trek film, Star Trek Beyond, and Anthony Rapp, who's going to be playing a character, a space mycologist. I think he's into spores and mushrooms and things of that nature. In the new show is going to be a non-closeted gay member of Starfleet. So it's a good time to be gay and a Star Trek fan. But you don't have to be gay to love Gays in Space. That's what I learned when I went on location. I brought my microphone and had a chat with some people there, and it was a lot of fun. So this week's episode is going to go... it was an on-location episode, which is good and bad, Brian. I'll tell you why. It was good because it was fun, and we got to get out and meet people. And, you know, not everybody can come to New York on a... whatever it was, a Wednesday after evening, and go to this club party and meet people. So that was the good part. The bad part is you weren't there. And the fact that you weren't there meant that I had a technical malfunction. We were interviewing Nana Visitor, who's been a champion of the Gays in Space group since the beginning. And the beginning was really only last August when they had their first meetup. So I was interviewing her, and my mobile emitter conked out on me.
I had no
space in my Gaze in Space. I had not deleted previous files, so I ran out of room on the chip. So my interview with her cuts off right in the middle. It's funny. I say to Nana, I'm like, "All right, so what are you doing next?" And she's like, "Well, I'm about to start shooting an independent film." "Really? What's it called?" And that's where it cuts off. So we don't know what her new film. I mean, I know she told me, but those of us listening aren't going to know. So that's unfortunate, and I apologize. This is my fault. I blame myself entirely. When I realized there was an issue, I started deleting old files. But by that point of the night, I was not getting the non-visitor back to talk to me because she was having a good time. She was running around, and people were taking selfies with her, and it was a blast. So we're going to roll that interview first. And in fact, let's just jump right in. So... this was about an hour into the party. Nana Visitor came into the room, and I assaulted her with my microphone, and this is that interview.
I got Chardonnay.
How is it? Good?
It's fine.
Okay, so we're going to record, and it's not that loud, so I'll count down from 3, 2, 1, and we're back. And my favorite guest on Engage, the official Star Trek podcast, is back with me, Nana Visitor. Hello. Welcome. Every time we meet, it's in like little corners and little rooms, and we're in the antechamber of the Gays in Space party, New York, March 2017. It's so exciting to see you.
With pounding disco behind us.
It really
you can't
is.
See me, but I'm dancing my ass off right now.
There is a lot of movement. And you're wearing fantastic earrings. What's
Thank
going on with
so
these?
Much.
Even though it's dark in here.
Yeah,
it's,
you know, I gotta come out and put it together for my guys.
Yeah, it's very new wave what's going on here.
Thank you.
It's very nice. Duran video is about to bust out any moment. You look fantastic. You always look fantastic, but
Thank
specifically.
Thank you so much.
So I was talking to Dan earlier, and he mentioned that for the first one of these events, you said, yeah, I'll come by, maybe I'll be here for 20 minutes, and you wound up staying for 3 hours, and you've been to every one of the GIS parties since.
I have.
What, you're a fan. It's in your blood at this point.
It's in my blood. It's important. And they're doing something really tough for some people. They're coming out as Star Trek fans.
I see what you did there. No, Star Trek is hip, man.
Yep.
It is.
It is. It's, you know, the geeks of the world are taking over slowly but surely.
Yeah.
You know, Burning Man has more geeks tech geeks at it than anything else. So, you know, it's a world takeover.
Hey, hold on, I have to look at this thing. Is this actually on? I've only had a few drinks, but yeah, that's those numbers are moving. Can you tell me, there seems to be, if I'm not mistaken, DS9 specifically right now is having a moment.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right?
It's having a moment.
Yeah.
There's a big resurgence. I hear there might even be Blu-ray coming out. I'm kind of amazed by that idea, but I think it's enough that they really got serious about finishing the DS9 documentary. And, yeah, of course, there was this big campaign, and they did unbelievably well. And as a matter of fact, next week I am flying to L.A. to film additional, I don't know what. For the documentary. I mean, I've talked so much to them about, to Iris Even Bear, about the show, but obviously there's something yet to be said.
It's still digging. It's
that,
like,
that I'm going to be filming for 2 days.
No joke. Now, for the promotions for the Indiegogo campaign, which, by the way, I don't even, if you know, being on this show, Engage, was eventually given away as a perk. You're getting one for free. Some people paid to talk on this podcast. If you can imagine such a thing.
That's pretty great.
They're not
right.
paying me. They're paying the film. But I'm happy to give my contribution.
That's great.
You did some fun promotional videos as well. There were a couple. That was part of what kept the thing moving.
Yes.
Was additional fun promotional videos. Can you tell maybe some people who were listening didn't actually see those? What you got to do?
Well, we didn't know what they were going to put in the bubbles above our heads, but they showed us in deep thought. They just said, you know, we're going to film you. Look like you're thinking about something important. Mm. And the surprise to me was that what they had Terry Farrell and me thinking about was Dax and Kira together, which kind of connects with what we're doing here at Gaze in
Absolutely.
Space. So that was like, oh, that, well, okay, that is interesting. That's a real idea there. And I am contributing a dinner. I am cooking for 5 people and their guests in June.
In June, really?
Yeah, here in New York.
Wow.
We're going to have a dinner. It's a natural. I love to cook. I love to feed people, so it's... It makes sense.
Do you know what you're going to prepare? What style? What is it going
to
be?
I'm waiting to find out what everyone, you know, basically it's probably going to be weak chicken broth by the time I get everyone's dietary restrictions and requirements done, right?
Somebody might have a nut allergy, so that kills something.
It's going to be, but you know what? I love that.
What is your favorite thing to cook?
I love to bake.
Really?
But I like comfort food from around the world. Israeli comfort food, Moroccan, Italian, French.
You must cook with a tagine a lot. Do you use a lot of tagines?
Yes, tagine.
You know, my wife bought a tagine. She hasn't used it yet.
I know, but
it's an
so
objet
pretty.
D'art in
it
our
is.
House.
But it is. It is.
And I keep saying,
so
hey, why don't you make something with that? And she's like, one day.
No, they really work, and they're really delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, you maintain such a trim figure. How do you cook comfort food? And
I'm one of those people. I was a dancer. I have to exercise.
Right, right.
If I don't, have the proper amount of serotonin or whatever hormone it is that's supposed to be coursing through you, I don't have it. So unless I work out every day, I don't feel good.
Fair
so
enough. Well, you say was out. A dancer. You'll be dancing this evening, right?
I'm dancing right now. What are you talking about? Can't you see
me? There is a DJ back there, and there's a disco ball. Was that the official word?
That's all we need.
Yeah.
But I still do take dance class, actually. So I still got my
finger in it. Who's teaching you? What are you talking about? You've been on Broadway a zillion
times. In New York, there are some hip teachers. There are some great teachers here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that dinner sounds like a blast. If you need a... you know, like a maitre d', I would love to be there to help serve.
How about sous chef?
I can chop.
Can you chop?
Right. I can chop carrots.
Listen,
and,
you don't know what you're getting into. This may be more than you want to take on.
I can probably chop what you need, or I could peel some carrots, peel some onions, you know. I don't know. Well, this is exciting. So that's happening in June. People are going to your home here in New York City to eat dinner with you.
It's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to meeting some of these people that I've had Twitter. I love being a bartender. So they'll certainly be a cocktail of the evening.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, in about a month's time, you said you're working on a new independent film?
Yes, it's called A Bread Factory by...
So I apologize. That was where our technical difficulties came into play. But we love Nana. This is her second appearance on this program, and she's a blast. I can tell you that she's beloved by... I mean, she really... You know, she has gone to so many of these parties before, as you mentioned. She remembered people's names. I was talking to a woman. She was like, oh, you know, I met Nana at the New York convention, which we played clips on of the show. And she's like, and I met her and we chatted for a long time and she remembered my name. Then I got something signed by her the next day and she remembered my name then. And then I saw it my own time. She came in and recognized this woman from last September.
Wow.
And this was in March. She was like, oh, hello. And gave her a big hug. The Nana visitor is a real deal. And she brought cookies.
How can you get better than that?
She brought cookies and I had one. She gave them out. And I had, it was like a maple sugar cookie. She gave them out to all of the people at the Gays in Space party. So we were listening to Gloria Gaynor and eating her her maple cookies.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Engage.
Engage,
the official Star Trek podcast.
Energize.
All right, so what is Gays in Space exactly? I mentioned before, it's a party, it's a meetup, and it's not just, it's for anybody who wants to come that is cool. So prior to my chat with Nana Visitor, I went to the club where this was happening in Hell's Kitchen on West, 50-something Street in Manhattan and 11th Avenue, and I spoke to the founder. I spoke to this fella named Dan Devey, and that's the interview that you're going to hear right now. Let's hit it.
Okay, so I am now inside at the Hardware, what's the place called?
Hardware Bar, New York City.
Hardware Bar in the heart of Hell's Kitchen on West 47th and 10th Avenue, right near the river, and I am a guest of Gays in Space. Do I have to say it? Gays in Space.
If you want to do it right,
yeah,
that's exactly
time.
How you
every
have to
time.
Say it.
But
good
when
on you,
do it
man.
Short, did you say G-I-S?
G-I-S.
Okay.
Yep.
Because we don't always have the time to
try,
say it the
try
right
not
way.
To say jizz, though, because that's
well, that's
not...
later at night, after 10 or 11 at least, not at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm here with the impresario of G-I-S, Dan Devey. Thank you for throwing this event. This is your second time in New York City with the first in 2017, correct?
Yes.
And you're doing a tour... You've been to other towns. Where are you headed next after this?
We started in August of last year in Vegas.
Right.
Then from Vegas to New York, to Albany, to San Francisco. Now we're back in New York. And next month we'll be in LA.
Awesome.
And then back to Vegas in August.
At the same time as the convention. Awesome.
That one's going to be insane because the events that we've done so far have been more of like an intimate, like bar lounge kind of setting.
Yeah.
Vegas is going to be a like thumpa thumpa club experience.
Fantastic.
With like 1,000 people in costume.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be
well, there might be
thing.
Some people in costumes tonight. Who knows?
Yes.
We don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a relatively... cozy bar that we're in here, but you know there's a lot of room for extravagant lighting, and you've got your GIS what is this called, step and repeat board
yep,
with some photos from previous events. So correct, I'm gonna allow me to hypothesize this is something that you put on because you felt that there was something of a gap in traditional Star Trek fandom already. There was not a, for lack of a better term, a safe space for the LGBT community, and you said, you know what, I'm going to build it myself. And that's, is that basically what's happened here?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where for years I had thought about the fact that there, you know, kind of pondered, why are there no gay people in the Star Trek universe? Every other minority group has been represented in some way, shape, or form, and that's kind of the point of Star Trek, to let everyone know you made it. You guys are good.
Right, right.
You made it, and now everyone's equal. And everyone got that except for the gay community.
And if you look at the history, I mean, over the years, Roddenberry thought he was thinking about doing it, and then there's all these stories. Paramount said no, and we don't really know exactly what happened. But the truth of the matter is, up until last year, nothing happened until the third Star Trek film, and now later this year, allegedly, although no one's seen it yet, in the new Star Trek show. So that's good news.
And so what's interesting is I was talking to Rod Roddenberry about that. And because he had said, you know, like, I grew up with uncles, you know, two uncles together. Being gay was not anything that my family or my dad frowned upon. You know, all inclusive was really his message. They just would never let him go that far. That was the next step that he couldn't get to.
Bald captain, yes, but gay character, that's just too far.
Exactly. It was just too far. So when we were kind of having this discussion, and he said, you know, I have heard over the years a reason as to why there are no gays in Star Trek, but I kind of don't want to. I was like, man, you're not going to offend me. Like, go ahead. And he said, well, some fans have said it's because it's been cured by the 24th century.
Well,
like, cancer has been cured. Being gay has been cured, which is why you don't see us. And as horrible as that is, if you accept that being gay is a disease, if you accept that, it's a very logical conclusion that they reach to explain it. Which I found terrifying but fascinating. So I decided,
well, there are
you
some
know what?
Who think We're gonna... The Vice President of the United States thinks that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like our current president and vice president are not canon, if you know what I mean.
They're an alternate timeline.
Exactly.
Throw them back in the wormhole.
But so I figured, you know, after hearing him say that, and, you know, saying that he had heard that over the years from various people, I said, we need to make a bigger deal out of the fact that it's finally been proven, laid to rest, that that is not true. We are not some kind of sickness that's been cured. We're just like everybody else. We're just as much a part of Roddenberry's utopia as every other group. And I think that deserves some celebrations.
Absolutely.
So
great.
Hence, then this was born.
And so born last year with no pushback at all from anyone, right?
No.
I mean,
no, a surprising, because when we did the first one in Vegas, I really intended it to be a one-off. I thought, let's do one party and celebrate, because I had no idea if anybody was going to care and if anybody would show up. But then we had such a great response, and people were so happy with it. Nana came. She was our first guest. And she said to me beforehand, she said, Dan, I could probably only stay for like maybe 20 minutes. I was like, totally understand. It would just mean so much for you to just show up. 3 hours later, we finally took her back to the hotel. She had a blast.
That's great.
And so after that, people just asked, well, when's the next one?
Yeah.
And I thought, we're going to do that.
Well, I mean, I am not a gay man, not for lack of trying. I did go to college. I mean, let's be honest, but it didn't stick. But you know, I don't want to like impose on your party. What is your attitude towards straight allies who say, "Oh, I want to hang out with the non-visitor and dance and celebrate gay culture in science fiction"? Is there a official GIS policy yet, or
yes? And that policy is we want everyone. Gay, straight, tribble, Talaxian, and everything in between to come to our parties, because our parties aren't about being exclusive. We're about celebrating the fact that we're finally a part of the larger whole.
Right, right.
That everyone else was already in. So it's not that this is, Gays in Space is certainly not just for gay people. The only people we would say maybe stay home are the people who were saying it was a disease.
Yeah.
If you have an open mind, though, and you're kind of questioning, like, well, maybe I should check it out and see, then absolutely come. Anyone who has an open mind, come. Because, you know, the way that the actors get to talk at events like this is different than they do at conventions. Like, when they're on the big stage and, you know, they're always very personable and very honest with their answers to fans, but in this setting, things get silly, things get real, and it's a lot of fun for everybody. So yeah, so please let everyone know that not exclusively gay. We want everybody to come by.
Well, it's 5:20 now. The show's going to start in a little while. But who are you expecting this evening to come by?
Okay, so Nana Visitor is coming.
Awesome.
She has been. After the first party, she said to me, she said, Dan, every time you do a party, if it's at all possible, I'll be there. We're at party number 5. You know how many parties
she's
been
to? Five.
5 for 5.
Fantastic.
We are in love with her. And we had J.G. Hertzler, who played Martok. Deep Space Nine. Was originally coming. He was super excited to come. And he, unfortunately, though, he emailed me last night and said that his city council meeting, I don't know if people know, but he's a member of his local city council in upstate New York.
See, this I love, because he can make pronouncements.
Yes.
From the House of Martok.
Yes.
The zoning shall be as thus, you know? He could slam his gavel down.
There will be a stop sign there.
This is a scoop. So Martok is on the blah 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 council of blah 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 county somewhere.
Yes.
But because of the blizzard lately.
Yeah,
a couple of days ago there was a giant blizzard and his meeting got pushed, so
right.
He can't make it.
So it got pushed to today, and he didn't realize. And you know, everyone who has met JG or has seen his presence online and social media knows he's a very civic-minded individual.
Ooh.
And he has a responsibility and a duty that he takes very seriously as a member of that panel, you know, of that governing board.
The Council of 12 or whatever.
Yeah, you know. And so he had to bow out.
He's got to do what
he's got to
do.
Will definitely be at the next one in New York, which will be in September.
Awesome. Okay, good. And there will be merriment, music, dancing.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm here to observe. I'm here to observe and drink whatever they're serving.
There will be our hostess for the evening is Miss Paige Turner. She is a local drag performer, celebrity, and she was here for our first New York party and just had a blast. In fact, if you look right behind you on the step and repeat, a picture of her and Nana.
Uh-huh.
The big pink hair is not Nana.
Yes.
Nana would be next to her.
awesome.
They had a blast on stage talking together. And so Paige will be here. She's going to perform a little opening number.
Nice.
So there'll be some performance, a lot of talking, and a lot of mixing and mingling.
Good. And you have some sci-fi themed gugaws over there. Those are not tribbles. Those are
Trixies. Now, a Trixie.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked. The Trixie is the gay tribble.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, but tribbles reproduce asexually, do they not?
Yes, they do. Would you like to hear the story of Trixie?
I'm dying to know the story of Trixie.
So the story of Trixie is that Trixie was born always knowing that she was a little bit different from the other triples.
Yeah.
She was, of course, asexual, like the rest, mm-hmm. reproducing at will. But she quickly discovered that the only time she had the will to reproduce
Ooh.
Was when she was surrounded by various different kinds of tribbles. If she was in an area where all the tribbles were just monochromatically exactly the same, girl could not pop them out. Couldn't happen. She had to be inspired by the diversity.
I love this.
Of a huge group of all different types.
Spectrum
sizes,
of entire tribbledom.
The whole spectrum. And then she'd pop them out like crazy. And that's why every Trixie, when you look at them, they're rainbow colored, but there are not two that are identical. They're
wow.
like snowflakes.
Oh, this is adorable. Trixie. And so I guess you're probably giving those away for certain prizes during the evening.
Yes, we have, and we also have some original artwork.
All right,
that,
whatever I have to do to win a Trixie, I'm going to take somebody out. You know, if I have to elbow my way over there, it's going to happen.
I got a few connections, though. I'm pretty sure I could hook you up.
Oh, my goodness. All right, great. And also some other prizes as well. So this is a lot of fun. So the website is
Gaze in space.
Fantastic. How many A's?
.org.
How many A's?
3 A's.
Three in both?
In both. Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good. All right, great. So that's how people can find out. And throughout the evening, I'm going to be here mingling. I'm going to be speaking to people, and we're going to, see what happens. I'm here to find out what happens next. So this
is
going to be great.
You're along for the ride, and we are thrilled that you're here.
Well, I'm really having a blast already, and the show hasn't even started, so this is good.
That is a good sign.
Thanks a lot for talking to me, Dan.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.
So that's our friend Dan. You want to make sure to follow Gaze in Space on Twitter and Facebook. It's when they come to your town, you're going to want to go to the party. It's a lot of fun. And at this event in New York, the mistress of ceremonies was a drag performer named Paige Turner. That's a good one, right?
That's a great name.
And Paige Turner was a hoot, let me tell you. And I was talking to her after, and she's not really a sci-fi person, but she did her homework. So she did basically a Q&A with Nana,
That was the main event. You know, the first there was mingling and drinking and dancing, and then there were some prizes and whatnot, and then there was a little dress-up thing, which was funny. But then Paige Turner sat with Nana, and I've moderated Star Trek panels at the New York convention, in London, in New York. Paige Turner blew me out of the water. It was hilarious. Really, really, really funny. Nana told some great stories that we don't always hear about Star Trek. Talk about her family. You know, Nana Visitor's aunt is Sid Charisse, one of the most famous Broadway dancers ever. She was in The Bandwagon with Fred Astaire, for God's sake.
Oh, wow. So, I did not know that.
No, it's a true story. So talked a lot about that. And so this was kind of the end of the night. You can hear it's a little loud. I'm like, hey, Paige Turner, now that I know how to use my recorder again, like, you want to yap a little bit about Star Trek? And she's like, I don't really know much about Star Trek. I'm like, come on, why don't we yap anyhow? So we did a little yap, and it wasn't quite as zingy as on stage, because on stage she can be a little raunchy. And I was like, ah, so we're going to record this. So she kind of almost was like, oh, I gotta be, I'm like, no, be yourself. So anyway, for kicks, let's hear what that interview sounded like. I kind of forget myself. I had maybe a few gin and tonics by this point in the evening, so I don't really remember myself what the conversation was like. Let's see what it sounded like.
And I am here tonight with truly the most sensational drag performer I've seen in days, in hours. No, in months, in years, in my whole life.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic performer, Paige Turner, which is one of those names that gets funnier the longer you think about it.
Yeah, it confuses the twinks, I'll tell you that. Yeah, the little ones get confused, I'm not going to lie.
And you were the MC tonight for the... Here, put this in your ear so you can hear me.
Oh, great. Yes, the MC for Gays in Space.
Right.
And it's my second time doing it.
But what's interesting is that you confess to me that you are not necessarily a Star Trek fan, which I find intriguing.
Yes. And when people ask that, it makes it sound like I'm like anti-Star Trek. I'm like, yes, I'm here because I'm anti. No, I'm not a Star Trek fan. But I'll tell you what is really great is I really do love like community. I really do love Dan Devey, who put this together, is a friend of mine and a fan of mine turned friend, and I thought it was a great idea because I'm really big on my community and people joining together for things, and especially with just the world the way it is and people being depressed the past 6 months and everything going on in the world, things like this I think are really great and important.
Yeah,
and you really realize, especially tonight, that people want this sort of thing.
Well, I wanted to ask you what is your sense of Star Trek fans, having now done two of these? What's your impression of Star Trek fans, at different from your typical show?
Well, it's very funny. I actually did not know a lot of people. And I made jokes, like, because I have a very theater community living in Midtown and Hell's Kitchen, so I get a lot of Broadway performers and stuff. And, like, no one except the staff raised their hand and said they were performers. They're all, like, computer engineers and, you know, real scientists. And, you know, I think, like, everyone has, like, a laboratory probably in their apartment who came today. So it's really different. I love meeting different types of people, and I'll say this with a nice way, a lot of misfits and geeks,
right,
and
sure,
smart people. Yeah. And I seem to attract and work the best with those people because deep down that's what I am as well. So I can relate in things that people are passionate about. Like, we all have our own versions or things. You know, there's the Star Wars fans. I don't know if I could say that. But, like, we all have our things that we're very passionate about. And I just love that about people. And the fact that we can translate it into, you know, a gay group for this, too, and have Nana Visitors so welcoming with the LGBT community. It's great. So
now, you may not realize it, but what you're wearing this evening is very beautiful gown.
Thank you.
Is what we would call Science Blue in the original series.
Really?
It's the same shade of blue that Nurse Chapel wore.
Oh, wow.
And Nurse Chapel had a real thing for Mr. Spock.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, I definitely need to, like, play the part when I'm coming to do something. I didn't know I was wearing the color, but it was very space to me, and I wanted to have a space outfit made, and actually this is the first time I've worn this, I was really excited. I knew right away it would just say what it needs to be. Look, you're being hired to be the clown. I happen to be a very pretty clown, but I want to, you know, I want to be, it's always like what Barbie would wear for the event, and I'm hosting a Star Trek, and I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'll sure look the part. And
well, but you may not have known what you were talking about, but you drew out some great stories.
Thank
from the
you.
Visitor. I've seen her speak many times.
Yeah.
You got her talking about her Broadway background.
Yeah.
Her aunt is Sid Charisse, for God's sake.
Isn't that
so she
crazy?
Was talking about that. But also, you came out with an opening number.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that song.
Oh, thank you.
You wrote that yourself.
No, that's Julie Brown from the 80s because I'm a blonde. I love that people think that is my song because I've just kind of like made it my song. I was going to do Interplanet Janet from Schoolhouse Rock, but it was going to be a lip sync. And Dan's like, no, I want you to sing. And so Cousin Mablon just really right away tells the audience who I am.
Right, right.
It gets them kind of on my side with like laughs and how stupid my humor is. And then there's also things in that song that I can change for the event.
Right,
so
right.
I could change a lyric about Deep Space Nine. Right. I can make a joke that I'm at a Starbucks convention.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I can take that song and just kind of brand it to what event I'm doing. And it was the right choice,
yeah.
You know. And plus it's always nice to show people that I actually have talent and can sing, you know. Go figure, you know.
Well, there were some quality zings all throughout. There was no shortage of zings. So if people who are listening want to learn more about you, where on the internet can they find out more about you?
Oh, God, I'm everywhere like Chipotle, people. Just stand on a corner and I'll be working it with a taco in my hand. No, I am. You can find me almost everywhere at Paige Turner NYC. That's P-A-I for the people who need to buy a vowel. P-A-I-G-E-TurnerNYC.com.
Yeah.
And from there, you can find me on everything. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And I will say, though, on Match.com, it's PussyLips69. It's
right.
Completely different profile. Paige Turner NYC, and I'm all over. I'm at Therapy on Sundays. My show just hit 7 years.
Oh,
my long-running show,
wow.
Slurp. Thank you so much. And then Wednesdays, going on 3 years here at Hardware, where we're at. And then I do a lot of events. I travel with my live shows. I'm going to be the Lori Beachman coming up for my Easter show in April on 42nd Street at a real theater. And it's a great space. Joan Rivers used to perform there. It's a really wonderful space. It's legitimate is what I'm trying to tell you.
Legitimate theater.
Yes. So there's shows that I fully write there. They're all live. And that's coming up Easter weekend. You can find all that on, you know, all my social media.
All the social media. All right. Well, listen, I had a great time tonight. Dan, by the way, made me officially the head of the Straits Auxiliary of Gays in Space.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a big honor.
Yeah. And, congrats.
Thank you. And I had just a wonderful time. The show is just a great
time. Thank you. Yeah, I had a really great time. I mean, she's great, too. The energy is great,
yeah.
And Space was great tonight, and we got it on video, too. Yeah, it was great. She's just so so great to interview, and thank you for your kind words about the questions.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you on the internet, and we'll see you at the next one.
We'll see you at the next one. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
So that was the fun times. That was the Gays in Space party. And, I want to do more mobile stuff here in New York when there are appropriate events. Brian, when I do it next time,
I'll be there to help out.
You'll be there, or you'll like psych me up. You'll just get remember to delete stuff beforehand. Our next episode is going to be back in the studio in 2 weeks. Dig this, Michael Westmore, the creator of every alien species that you love, makeup designer extraordinaire, Oscar winner, 9-time Emmy winner, Michael Westmore will be our guest on the next episode of Engage, the official Star Trek podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.